Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. I'm so blessed to be here this morning, and we are all blessed to have God's breath in our lungs and our heart beating. And man, wait till you hear the story of my guest today. He's blessed to be alive here, and honestly, his story is amazing. I'll get to that in a second. But Josh is here today on the board, on the phones. We're going to take your calls, and we're going to be talking today about health, fitness, honoring God with our body. Really, you know, I know so many people are struggling with temptations, with their weight, with this, with that, food, junk food, food-like things, you know, all of that. We're going to be talking to a gentleman today, Tim Kaufman. You might have seen him in the Buffalo News. He's all over YouTube. Unbelievable story of how he lost approximately 200 pounds. He was 400 pounds at age 37. Now he has saved his life, eats a plant-based diet, has run several half marathons and a full marathon. His story is amazing. His heart is of God, and I can't wait to talk to him. Also, I want to say that tomorrow, Church on the Beach, my good friend Matt Gold will be speaking tomorrow. And listen, guess who's worshiping as well? Nick Kish and Carrie Cardinelli. They'll be the worship leaders tomorrow at Church on the Beach. And boy, there's not many of those left. I know you don't want to miss this tomorrow. So make sure you hear Matt. He's just an incredible speaker and just an incredible shepherd and, you know, the pastor of Alden Church. He's just amazing. So you want to make sure you go to Church on the Beach tomorrow. Don't forget about September 17th. The Alzheimer's Walk is coming up. I'll be walking with WDCX Radio. I'd love you to walk with me. We're going to have so much fun. The entire WDCX team will be there. Also, on Labor Day, I'll be teaching outside at Outer Harbor, and I cannot wait. So come on, work out with me at 11 o'clock at the Outer Harbor on Labor Day. We're going to have such an amazing time. We'll do some kickboxing. We'll do some sculpting. We'll do some yoga, and you'll get all three, and it's going to be just an amazing time. So make sure you check that out. Our Raw Truth Recharge and TLS classes are being kicked off at the Buffalo Athletic Club and also at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine coming up. So I can't wait for you to just transform your life, maybe keep on track, learn more about eat this, not that, and why. Good fats, bad fats, good grains, bad grains, getting off the sweet stuff, supermarket tour, all that stuff, reading labels, and, of course, the 7 to 14-day detox. I'll be offering some free seminars in September, so go to my website, robbieraw.com, and check that out. Also, I'll be speaking in Toronto in September and also in Auburn, New York, and doing a book signing. So I cannot wait to thank you. I cannot wait to do that and see all of my friends in both New York and Toronto. So listen, don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'm going to bring in Tim Kaufman. He is actually here in studio already. This guy, if you're on social media, if you've seen his before and after pictures, he was really, you know, a heart attack waiting to happen. I mean, he just basically has transformed his life through a plant-based diet, was approximately 200 pounds or 400 pounds at age 37, lost 200 pounds, of course, had tons of health problems. We're going to be talking about really what got him to spiral down to that, you know, detrimental place, and really how through God's incredible strength and through a plant-based diet, he saved his life. So, you know, I know that there's so many people that can relate to this, you know, whether it's 30 pounds you want to lose or you just want to be healthy, reverse disease, prevent disease, increase your energy level, save your life. You know, I'm a registered nurse, and that's why I'm doing preventative nursing right now, because I have seen so much in the hospital for so many years, how people really could have prevented being in the hospital, could have prevented, really losing their life if they would have just ate the foods of the earth that God created. And you know what? There's a science to it, but it's not brain surgery. So we're going to be talking about it today, and also bioindividuality. What works? What doesn't work? Is it counting calories, counting points, counting fat grams? You know, what is it? What worked for Tim? What works for me? What works for thousands of my clients? It's not one size fits all. So we're going to be talking about that as well. And, you know, really, what is a plant-based diet, and how can you get your protein? That's what everybody asks me. Where do you get your protein from? We'll talk about that too. Okay, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
While the gender of your lawyer should not affect the outcome of your case, you should be at ease with the person representing you. At the car accident and injury law firm of Gelber & O'Connell, we have been advised by clients that there are times when only a woman can understand the issues facing another woman after a serious car accident. So, we have hired dedicated female accident attorneys to give you the option of meeting with someone who understands the special issues women face. For a free consultation, call 633-5050.
You know, on The Raw Truth, sometimes we discuss topics that are hard to talk about. Listen, if you've been struggling with an overactive bladder, light bladder leaking, postpartum symptoms, men, maybe you're still leaking after prostate surgery, you have to meet my friend, Dr. Sarah Capodagli of Co-Era Physical Therapy. Dr. Sarah can help relieve these symptoms you've struggled with for so long non-surgically. Get help today. Call 716-498-2677. That's 498-CORE, C-O-R-R.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com and let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
It's been quite the journey. In fact, it's been a lifelong journey. Hi, it's Carrie Cardinelli. If you're anything like me, when it comes to eating healthy and exercising properly, you need someone to walk beside you on your path to health and wellness. For me, that person is Robbie Roth. From food choices to nutrition to doing the right exercise, Robbie has the answers. I finally found success on the Raw Truth Recharge, Robbie's 4, 8, or 12-week program that includes a 7-day detox. Robbie will teach you how to eat and exercise properly. Because honestly, we need to learn how to be healthy. It does not come naturally. Robbie also offers private and semi-private fitness and nutrition coaching. If you've suffered through yo-yo dieting or type 2 diabetes, this is the help you've been looking for. Do what I did. Find out more about the Raw Truth Recharge at RobbieRaw.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we're kicking off some free healthy eating seminars in September. And, of course, it's always a popular time in September. The kids are going back to school. Moms, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else. So, you know, go to my website, RobbieRod.com, and check out those dates. We're adding more dates, too. We'll be offering free healthy eating seminars at the Buffalo Athletic Club, Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine, Western New York Rheumatology, and several other medical practices in the area. So we love you to come. You know, men are welcome. You can bring your kids even. They can get motivated, too. And speaking of all of this, I'm so excited about my first guest, or my only guest today. I made him my only guest. Normally, I have 3 to 4 guests. Today, I thought I need to talk to Tim in length today because he is going to inspire so many of you with his incredible story. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I'm so excited to talk to you and hear about your incredible testimony and your story. And so let me set this up in case people are just joining us. You have lost about 200 pounds. You were about 400 pounds at age 37. Of course, with that comes a lot of health problems, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, inflammatory diseases, things like that, pain, joint pain and what have you. And you are now a plant-based. You've run several half marathons. You've run a full Buffalo marathon, and you've done so many other things. This morning you ran, did a rain dance apparently, right?
Yeah, right.
And you have transformed your health, but really saved your life, Tim.
Right, and it's probably bigger than my health, too.
Yeah.
That's just like the tip of the iceberg, but I mean, I guess before we even start, I should probably say that my transformation, my journey is incredible. And every morning I wake up, I'm reminded of that. But the truth is, if I didn't believe that everything I did is repeatable and out there for everyone, I'd be wasting my time to come in here and talk or do anything else. I would just close my door and stay at home. So I think it's super important that my story is, you know, it's amazing when I look back. But it's nothing that's spectacular enough that someone else can't reproduce.
Well, and, you know, thank you for saying that, because it's true. I mean, there's people listening today I know that are struggling. And first and foremost, I want to say that, you know, we know you're a Christ follower. I'm a Christ follower. And we know that all things are possible through Christ alone. Amen.
Right. Right.
And so none of us can do anything, no matter what you want to do, if you want to lose weight, gain weight, save your marriage, help your kids, whatever it is. We can't do it through our own flesh, right, Tim? I mean, we can.
Right.
You know, we
right.
can only do it through God's strength. And I know that that's part of your testimony, which we'll get to. I want to encourage our listeners who are, you know, listening to this today that, you know, just to know that, you know, God wants us to take care of this temporary earth suit, this temporary mobile home, as I like to call it, so that we can live that abundant life that we were all designed to live. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, you decided to come on the air and really share your story, because if you Google Tim Kaufman, you're on YouTube, you've been in the media, in the Buffalo News, and, you know, really, I think, you know, we're streaming worldwide, so who knows who's listening right now that will be inspired by your story. And you're also plant-based, right?
Right, right.
Definitely. And so we'll get into that, about what that means. And, you know, is it counting calories, counting fats? You know, what do we need to stay away from? And really, I want to encourage people that, you know, who aren't plant-based, that there is a way. If you still eat animal products, you know, you can lose weight eating animal products. And how do we do that and make sure it's organic and things like that? Bioindividuality is what I teach in the Raw Truth Recharge, because not one size fits all, does it?
No, to a point.
you're a believer of what works for you. And actually, before we went on the air here, you talked about the fact that you eat a lot of carbs, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that, because I can eat a lot of carbs. Although I eat a lot of vegetables, I just can't eat a lot of grain. So that bioindividuality is so important. What might work for one person may not work for another. We're going to go to our endorsed sponsors in a second, but when we get back, we're going to get right into this. I am just so amazed. I mean, you know, I posted a picture of you and also a YouTube video just of what life was like before for you, Tim, having trouble to get out of it, having trouble getting out of a chair, you know, obviously having trouble walking, and now you've run a marathon. You're active. When I saw you walking down the hall this morning, I was just like, wow, this guy looks fit. And you have changed your life and saved your health. It's just amazing. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
There's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. Okay. So we're also going to open up those phone lines, if it's okay, Tim, because there may be someone who has a question today for you or I. You know, maybe they're struggling and they want to know specifically what you did to turn things around. I want to talk about what it was that made you spiral downward and what it was, what clicked for you and how did that happen? You know, what exactly was it that you woke up one day and said, okay, I'm going to do this? We're going to talk about all that. All right, so lots to talk about. When we come back, Tim Kaufman is in the house. He was 400 pounds at age 37, transformed his health, transformed his body, transformed and saved his life. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
AutoStars Collision and Mechanical Repair specializes in collision work for all types of vehicles. They've been in business for 37 years and will repair whatever you've mangled, bent, or crashed. Rich Littlefield and his staff put their heart into diagnosing, repairing, and painting your vehicle.
Hi, this is Rich Littlefield from AutoStars Collision Auto Repair. If you need your vehicle put back into pre-accident condition, call me today at 716-877-2892.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we know with God, all things are possible. By the age 37, Tim Kaufman was almost 400 pounds, or was 400 pounds, with pain and health problems. Today, Tim is 200 pounds lighter. He has overcome disease and has run multiple half marathons and a full marathon, eating a plant-based diet, and, of course, has changed his body, his health, his life. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Tim, first of all, you were raised as a Christian, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and that's wonderful, because we know that if we want to get lean, we need to lean on the Lord, right?
Right.
So, as a child, were you overweight as a child?
I was always kind of big. I grew up on a farm in Alden, so I worked really hard, and I was big. I was overweight, but I wasn't to the point where, you know, I was probably about 250 pounds through high school. I played football, so it wasn't like nothing like crazy out of the ordinary. I was just a big kid.
Okay. And so what was the turning point there where things started to, you know, spiral out of control for you?
I think it was more of a culmination of things. I have a genetic joint disorder where my collagen in my body is super elastic, so basically all my joints kind of dislocate. I sprained my ankles all the time. My knees always came out of the joints. And we didn't realize it was like, this Ehlers-Danlos syndrome until my shoulder kept actually coming out of the socket. Like every time I'd sneeze, it would fall out. So
Wow. When
they did surgery on it, they found out that, you know, my tendons and ligaments were super elastic and they couldn't really fix them. They just kept stretching them. So that's when I was diagnosed with this disease. It came with a lot of pain, just like if you'd sprain your ankle, the inflammation and pain that you get. That was basically over my entire body, my fingers, especially my smaller joints would hurt worse.
Hmm.
So I started down a path of pain medicine and anti-inflammatories, and as your body gets used to them, they keep bumping up the quantities and, the kinds of medicine. And at the same time, since I was always, every time I would dislocate, I would damage my joint worse, the advice was do as little as you can to save your joints, your young kid. So at, in my early 20s, they were already talking about disability papers and wheelchairs. You know, as a young family starting out, my wife and I had just got married when we were 20. And
wow.
So that's how I started my younger life in marriage.
Wow. So obviously inactive, and in a tremendous amount of pain and inflammation and things like that from this condition that you had, which, by the way, now you're running half marathons and full marathon and being so active. I need to find out, how that transpired with the condition you have, because only God, right? I mean, only God. When they're saying that, you're destined to be in a wheelchair, or that's what, the outcome looks like. So because of the inactivity and because of the, pain that you had, did you find food as comfort food?
I mean, basically, I wasn't that inactive younger, but this kind of accumulated as I got into, my 30s, and I got into a different career with, of teaching that was kind of, it wasn't so much physical activity. I was able to get away with a lot less movement.
Mm-hmm.
But not just food. The pain medicine started turning into an escape. So my life turned into, do as little as you possibly can and escape with, it didn't matter if it was food, TV, the medicine, whatever it was, just try to escape from life.
Wow. So you found yourself gaining weight through how you went up to 400 pounds at age 37, or approximately 400 pounds.
Right. We actually just interviewed my doctor last week, which was I used to see him almost every 2 weeks. I mean, most of my adult life, and lately it's once a year just to get my vitamin levels checked. And so it was very sobering seeing him go back with all his reports. And I just found this out, but apparently for the past 6 years, my records show 350 plus, because, 6 years before. So it would have been 10 years ago. they actually stopped tracking my weight because I maxed the scale out. But
right.
I cheated a couple times. I stood on a digital scale once, and I saw 389, and I was still growing rapidly. So the only real number I can put on is I had a size 52 pants that I used to wear, so I made it up to 52 waist, and I'm pretty sure I was over 4, but I think it's safe to say that I had made it up to 400 pounds.
Wow. And you were eating what kind of food back then? Not food like things?
Right. Yeah, definitely wasn't food. You know, buffalo, you know, chicken wings. Chicken wings were my big thing. We would order out probably 4 nights a week, chicken wings, pizza, tacos. Fast food was another thing. I ate fast food at least 3 times a day, like even on the weekends.
Wow.
Cooking just wasn't a thing. You know, we were a busy family, and food choices got worse and worse. And the heavier I got, the more pain I was in, the less I wanted to do. So my life consisted of, you know, working as little as possible to come home, sit on the couch and watch TV, and just do it all again the next day.
Wow. That's not living.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. So 52 waist, fast food 3 times a day. My goodness. So you must have felt terrible physically.
I did feel terrible physically, but there's a huge emotional part to that too.
Yeah.
You know, a young, strong kid getting married to a wife that needs me. And while she's mowing the lawn, I'm sitting in a recliner with ice on my knees, you know, watching TV. It definitely is more than physical. You know, I'm not doing my job as a dad and a husband.
Right.
And it affects, you know, affects a lot more. Physical, looking back, physical was actually a pretty small part of it. Medically, my cholesterol always danced around like 300, 250 to 300. Mm. Triglycerides were 279. Mm. And my blood pressure, the last reading I took at home was 255 over 115. And that was on 3 different meds for my blood pressure. My heart rate used to be, my heart used to pound so hard that when I lay in bed, I put the remote on my chest and you can actually see it, like catch air off my chest. There would be a space in between.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of stress on your heart,
right.
On your organs, everything else. And, you know, I always tell my patients that fat that we see in our waist or in our legs or wherever you see it, it's around your organs. And, you know, I mean, you were a heart attack waiting to happen,
exactly.
I have to say. So praise God that, you know, with his strength, you have turned your life around, Tim, because... I mean, does it ever hit you that it's possible, I'm sure it has, that you may not have been here today?
Yeah, that's actually when the spiral started going back the other way.
Wow.
That definitely was a real possibility that I wouldn't have lived another year. And I think my doctor knew that. I think my wife knew that. And I definitely knew that. And, you know, this is kind of hard to say, but looking back, there were many nights I go to bed. Nights were always the worst. Because I would actually stop breathing, and it was just, nights were terrible. I couldn't sleep. And looking back, there were nights like I wondered if I'd wake up, and the honest truth is I didn't even know if I cared.
Mm.
You know, I was in a bad place.
Wow. I, you know, appreciate your candidness, and I can imagine the hopelessness that you must have felt. I want to ask you at the same time, you know, did you, because I think when we go through things and when we're in a rut or we feel like we're in a rut, we feel hopeless, even though we know the Lord of Lords, you know, even as Christians, we can feel hopelessness, right? I mean, it's like, I think sometimes people look at us and say, okay, well, where's your God now? You know, where's
right.
your God now?
Exactly.
Did you feel like people were thinking that or?
I never really cared too much what people think, but
good.
the truth is, like everything else, my faith, just like the disease I had, became an excuse. And this is kind of cool because I've never actually talked about this aspect of my journey, but I think growing up, well, first of all, the culture of our faith is usually, you know, Baptist, Brownies, and Bible study. I mean, everything associated
yes.
with church is usually food.
Yes, yes, true.
But some of the deeper stuff that happens there is, you know, as a believer, you know, this life is so temporary. It's just a vapor. It's a blink of an eye. Mm-hmm. So you get this attitude. I got this attitude that who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, who cares? I want to get out of here. You know, beam me up. This world is not my home. I'm moving on. Mm-hmm. And so you definitely can have the attitude that my faith actually became an excuse of why I was doing what I'm doing. Because, you know, it just didn't matter. And fitness and looking good and feeling good, that stuff's all vanity, and that shouldn't be our focus, mm-hmm. you know. So it, you can use your faith as an excuse,
right?
Just the same way as you can to use it to get you out of the hole that you dig, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had pastors on here who have talked about the fat pastor, you know, syndrome, which sometimes happens, and how here, you know, they're you know, preaching about self-control, but they don't have self-control, you know, with their dietary habits and with, you know, gluttony is definitely a problem, right? It's even in the Christian community, it doesn't matter, you know. So I understand what you're saying, though. You know, there is a way that I guess you could think, well, this life is not, you know, it's not, I'm going to live for eternity, and this life is just a vapor. We know that, you know, we're living for eternity, and it's temporary. So why should I care? I can see how that can be. Boy, when we come back, I want to talk about how you turn this around and how really, you know, through the strength of God, because we know our flesh is lazy, boy. We don't have any self-control, and there are temptations all around us. And, of course, Satan is out to kill and destroy, and, you know, he'll do it any way he can. So I want to talk about, you know, what it was, when it was, and how it clicked for you, and also, you know, what you're eating now, what you do on a day-to-day basis, what your exercise regime looks like, and really how long it took you to lose, you know, 200 pounds, change your life. I mean, waist 52, eating fast food three times a day, blood pressure 255 over 115, you said. My goodness gracious, you turned it around, and praise God, praise God, praise God. Congratulations, Tim, really. I mean, it's wild. It's wild, and it's a motivating, inspiring story. So, listen, you guys, do not go anywhere. We're going to talk more with Tim when we come back. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
If you are involved in an accident, it is easy to lose sight of what to do next. That's why the car accident and injury law firm of Gelber & O'Connell has created a free car accident app for your phone. You can quickly gather information about your accident, take photos, record videos and statements, save them in your phone, and with one touch, send all the data to them. To download, go to your app store and search for Buffalo Car Accident. Gelber & O'Connell is there when you need them most. Call 633-5050 for a free consultation.
And listen, water, what are you drinking right now, people? Water, it's the building block for our body, for our health. We need to eat clean, we need to drink clean, and it's time to do that. We know that there's chlorine, lead, who knows what else in our water. It's time for you to take a closer look at the water in your home. It's time for Water Cure USA. Water Cure USA, a Western New York-based company, knows how important pure water is for drinking and bathing. From whole house systems, which I have, which is incredible, to under-the-sink options, Water Cure USA has the right system for you at the price that you can afford. If you're tired of drinking funny-tasting water with who knows what in it, or spending too much money on bottled water, don't do that. Give Water Cure USA a call right after my show. The number, 716-946-3598. Or go to watercureusa.com. Drinking pure water is the easiest thing you can do to improve your health. So give my friend Drew a call at Water Cure USA today.
When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. And you need Donna Littlefield. Donna was named in the top 10 best of the best at Realty USA. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family. Contact Donna for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com.
Contact me today and get your home sold. DonnaLittlefield.com.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And if you're just joining us, I am talking to Tim Kaufman. He, at age 37, was approximately 400 pounds, lost 200 pounds, reversing disease. He has a testimony to tell about how, honestly, God saved his life, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, not through our own flesh. He eats a plant-based diet, now runs multiple half marathons. It's run a full marathon. He has an amazing story. Was eating fast food three times a day. Blood pressure 255 over 115. You actually have a blog, too, as well, Tim, right?
Right, right.
So what is your blog?
It's Fat Man Rants.
FatManRants.com.
Right.
Okay. FatManRants.com, actually. I think because I posted something, too, from YouTube that has that on there.
Right.
Awesome. Helping people. Now you're a disciple for so many people. I love it. I love it. So, okay. So you talked about how you got to where your life was out of control and really a heart attack waiting to happen. What was it and when was it that it clicked?
So I'm going to try to condense all the things that are going on at once. And some of the stuff is kind of rough to talk about. But, like I said before, my wife and I got married at a young age. We were high school sweethearts. So our families were kind of, we knew each other's families very well because we were always at each other's house. So my wife's mom got really sick and, like, she wasn't getting better. So long story short, she was diagnosed with leukemia. And my wife and her mom were, like, best friends. And at the same time that was going on, my father, who was my best friend, got diagnosed with kidney cancer. We had some sickness in our family before, but nothing like this. And it rocked our world. It turned everything upside down. Things went from trying to take care of kids in a house to hanging out at Roswell, like, every night. And I think that was the beginning of the things that started to click for me. I remember, like, the pinnacle for me was walking into the leukemia wing at Roswell, and her mom was, like, her job was to hang on to live another day. Mm. And she opened up her eyes, and the first thing out of her mouth was, "How's your knee?" Mm. And I just, you know, it hurt. It hurt bad that she was worried about my knee. And at one point she was in the pediatric wing, and you could see all the kids, you know, that were battling leukemia, and they were running around and stuff. And I can remember walking out of there that night thinking, she's worried about my knee, and I have just consumed myself being so selfish over the pain and stuff I was going through. But I was going home that night, and she wasn't, and neither were the kids. Mm. So I started realizing gratitude. And gratitude in itself, in my opinion, is just a matter of perspective, because you can't be bitter about things when you're grateful for things. So I stopped looking at all the things that were wrong with me. And, yeah, my knees were in bad shape. In fact, they're still doing studies on them at UB. But I had knees, I had legs, and I could walk away from Roswell and not have to go back for chemo the next day. I started looking at things, you know, that I had instead of what I wanted. And I think that was a big thing. And then fast forward, her mom passed away, and they gave my father 6 months, and he lived 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And he passed away.
I'm so sorry.
And it kind of was a reality check for me that, you know, we know life is temporary. We know our time here is limited. We know we should treat every day as our last. But I think burying two parents back to back, it's like, this is the real deal. Mm-hmm. You got one shot.
Right.
And I'm wasting my life. You know, there's people every day at Roswell that are struggling to hang on to live another day. And I'm eating chicken wings on my couch. Pain or not, that shouldn't matter. Mm. The other thing that really hit me, it was kind of not one thing that did it, but there was like a whole bunch of, when I describe it, I imagine this like key going into a tumbler and all the little pins got to be just in the right spot to turn. And I don't know if you could recreate it, and I really don't know if I care to, but one of the days in there, I'm not really sure when it was, Heather used to put my socks and shoes on me to go to work. And I remember, you know, after, you know, burying her mom, the pain, like every little thing that you look at, you know, whether it's a tea bag or whatever, it just brings back these flood of memories and emotions. And I can remember looking down, she was having a rough morning, and she's putting my socks and shoes on, and I'm like, I'm next. I'm the next one she's going to have to bury. So if there was anything that I could do to stop that pain, you know, especially for me, I mean, you know, at the very best, she was going to be pushing me around in a wheelchair at 400 pounds and trying to take care of a family. And at the worst, she was going to bury me. So I went online and I started looking around at weight loss procedures, and I started putting things in motion. I started looking at videos about people that were where I was and that they had surgery, and they were out running marathons. And I had tried to convince my wife that that's what I needed to do, and she was very skeptical. You know, I didn't have really good numbers to begin with, and then you're going to go into a voluntary surgery. She was worried about the anesthesia and waking up and
risk of surgery and anesthesia. Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Weight. Yeah.
I was already at risk, and now I'm just going to add to it. So she was definitely against it, but I decided to go through everything. And the last thing I had to do was get checked off from the doctor, my primary. And, I thought for sure he would do it. And, I'm the only one that he's ever said no to. And, he told me that he'll sign off on him, but he just wouldn't sign off on me. And his reasoning was, I was strong. I was super heavy, and my joints were really bad, but I was still strong. And his worry was that if I lost weight rapidly, that I would lose muscle mass, and then I for sure would be in a wheelchair. Mm. And his job for the past 10 years was trying to get me, you know, not to get into a wheelchair. Mm. Which is kind of cool, because I ran my first half marathon with a valid handicap pass that was wrapped around my waist.
Wow.
So that was pretty amazing. I could have legally parked in a handicapped spot to run my first half.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So it clicked, and I'm sure you prayed about this. Did you just cry out to the Lord and say, you know, I can't do this?
Well, it wasn't like a click. It was more just like us, you know, a little tiny speck of snow started happening
right.
to form a snowball. But
yeah.
I can remember after I got denied, I thought, what am I going to do? So I did what everyone else does. You know, I hop on the diet wagon and the calorie counting and all these restrictive things. And I can remember, instead of praying for a miracle this time, I just prayed that I'd have enough strength to do just one little thing. Nothing major, just one thing. For me, getting out of a chair was like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the week before I started doing this, I got out of a chair and I broke both the arms off my chair. I had to get a new chair in my office. So it was a big deal to just stand up out of the chair. I'd be out of breath. So I figured if I can do it once, why can't I do it twice? So I actually, I got a journal out, and which is super out of character for me. But I just started writing a goal that I had for the day. And the first journal entry was to stand up out of the chair twice instead of once. And, you know, I put a little prayer in there for strength. And, again, I wasn't looking at even walking a mile. It was just to do a little bit more than I did the day before. And I think that's still what I do, you know, a little bit more than I did the day before. And it's a really powerful thing when you think about it.
Absolutely. And it's, I hope that our listeners that are struggling are hearing you say that, because, you know, sometimes the mountain looks so big. You can't, you know, tackle the mountain, but you can make small little steps every day in the right direction. And I want to hear about what you're eating and how much you exercise now, and how actually you decided to go to a plant-based diet when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, okay?
Okay, great.
Tim, you're doing great, and thank you so much. I know that this is an emotional thing. I'm emotional listening to it. But don't go anywhere. We are going to hear the rest of Tim's story when we come back. Stay with us.
It's 2016, and nearly half of the marriages are failing. There is a code you need to protect your marriage and your family with. Christian marriage counselor Jack Mamo has cracked open the code and is passionate about changing the current pattern of high divorce rate as well as harmful family breakups. If you're afraid the conflicts you're having could lead to divorce, if you've failed in the past and you're not sure you want to try again, maybe you're getting married and you want to make sure that you're doing it for all the right reasons, whatever your situation is, do not lose hope. Jack Mamo wants to help to walk you through the struggles and share the marriage code with you. Contact him for one-on-one coaching session or set up a marriage conference for a larger audience. Connect with Jack at themarriagecode.net and pre-order a copy of his book, The Marriage Code, today. Themarriagecode.net. God's marriage and the marriage code is the solution for you. Give him a call at 416-770-0227. Again, 416-770-4227. Themarriagecode.net.
God delights in watching you enjoy life. But life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com. And let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
Being healthy is about much more than just physical health. It doesn't matter how well you eat and exercise if you don't pay attention to the seven truths Robbie's about to teach you. It's mind, body, soul, and spirit. We need to take care of our temporary earth suits so that we can have the health and energy to do God's work. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management. Join Ravi Friday, September 30th at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel of Auburn, 2090 Cranbrook Drive. For more information, please visit calvaryofauburn.org.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And I'll be speaking in Toronto as well in September, Auburn and Toronto. I can't wait. All right, Tim, everybody wants to know, what is it that you're eating now? You're eating a plant-based diet. How did that come about?
Well, that was kind of not a really long road, but for me to be eating plant-based diet, I literally have a deer tattooed on my arm, and I was a hunter, and
wow,
we processed meat my whole life. I mean, like lots of meat, like 300 pounds on a Saturday. We would make sausage and meat sticks. So for me to even be saying this now is kind of weird, but I didn't just flip a switch. I told you before, I started doing what everyone else does, the restrictive diets. I was looking for, you know, a magic diet. And obviously at 400 plus pounds, when you start cutting calories, it pretty much doesn't really matter. You're going to drop weight because it's something different. Mm-hmm. And the amount of calories I was consuming was insane. So any calorie reduction would get weight off. But mm-hmm. I still didn't feel that great. And I was sitting on the couch one night, and I was watching Netflix, and this movie came on that was Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And it's about Joe Cross goes across America with a juicer for 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Super inspirational, super, you know, awesome film. And before the credits rolled, I had ordered a juicer.
Mm.
And New Year's was right around the corner. This would have been 3.5 years ago. And so I started juicing. And my goal was to get through 30 days. I had no clue what I was doing. I never read anything. Like, I was just doing it because he did it, and it looked like a good deal. And within 4 or 5 days, I'm like, I slept through a night, which I hadn't done in years and years. Like, I actually slept through a night.
Mm-hmm.
I was starting to feel, like, less pain. Inflammation was starting to leave my body, you know.
Sure.
In a very short time, like, you could actually see arthritis, like, leaving my fingers towards the end of the 30 days. Feeling better, more energy. I actually started getting bored sitting on the couch. But at the same time, I realized that you can't just juice the rest of your life.
Right.
So in the Netflix recommendations, a movie called Forks Over Knives came up, and that was a game changer for me.
Yeah.
Especially with all the cancer and things that were in the family.
Mm-hmm.
I just proven to myself that I was still alive, not eating meat and dairy, not even eating food, actually, just getting the nutrients from the juice. I thought, well, what if I take the next 30 days and just eat the things that I'm putting in my juicer? We started learning how to shop. We started learning, and we started buying wholesale things. Finding, you know, big 25-pound bags of carrots. Our whole, like, the way we thought about food started shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I saw on the Forks Over Knives made sense so much that I actually watched it again, and I'm like, I can't believe, like, this is, like, a secret, and no one knows about it. I mean, we all kind of know you are what you eat. Eat your vegetables are good. But
right.
I don't think I had any clue how drastic of things that every time you eat something, it literally is either killing you or healing you.
Amen.
So that's where my plant-based journey kind of started, and I'm still not where I want to be yet. I'm still tweaking. So I ditched all the processed foods. The oils came next, and I'm working on salt right now, actually. But as whole food, you know, as nature provides, as close to nature. I have a huge garden, a greenhouse. And so typically my plate is usually like half starch and then half vegetables. I eat a lot of fresh fruits. I don't count calories. I eat more now than I did when I was 400 pounds. I eat all day.
Me too. You don't need to count calories when you're eating nutrient-dense foods and the foods of the earth that God created to fuel and feed our body. So,
right.
You know, I think it's awesome. So do you have any more cravings? I'm sure that you cut those cravings once you started eating.
Yeah, and it's surprisingly, it doesn't take long till you start, like, you know, you'd see, like, a piece of pizza. I'm like, oh, I'm going to miss it. And it's like, no, you know, I'd rather have some carrots and hummus that I make at home and things like that, because I think you know, part of the, how I got here was instead of eating the two biscuits in the morning from a fast food place, I would toss a banana in there too. And little by little, your body starts recognizing, like, I feel better when I eat this.
Right.
And I feel like garbage when I eat that. Like, yeah. I want to be in a food coma. So it's kind of common sense to eat food that makes you feel good.
Exactly.
The inflammation problem, too, if you look at what an anti-inflammatory diet looks like, mm-hmm. it's basically plant-based, whole foods, minimal processed, you know.
Amen.
And it's just that simple.
Exactly.
Like, it's not rocket science. It's super simple. It's not easy all the time, but it's simple.
Right, and when you eat junk, you feel like junk. So
exactly.
It's like, you know, you want to feel good, and you get addicted to that feeling good. What about exercise?
Okay, I don't call it exercise because I actually wrote a blog post on this. exercise sounds like a chore to me.
It's work.
And if you would have told me at 400 pounds that I was going to go exercise, I would have probably threw a burger at you. But the first quote-unquote exercise we did is my wife and I went on a 0.74-mile walk, and I wiped out on a bench, and I sat there and let her come pick me up. And a couple weeks ago, we just stood on the highest peak on the East Coast. We climbed a mountain together. So,
wow.
Super cool. I'm so grateful, so thankful. She's been there, you know, the whole time by me. And I just, like, I had a flashback. I was helping her put her backpack on, and I'm like, just a few years ago, she was putting my socks on, and now I'm putting her backpack on, you know, at over 6,000 feet above the clouds. It's like, how cool is that?
Wow. Well, you're blessed with your wife. Let me tell you that.
Absolutely. And a lot of friends.
What's her name, by the way?
It's Heather.
Heather.
Yeah.
You're amazing,
she's awesome.
Heather. Oh, gosh. You know, did you want to see something?
Yeah. So basically, instead of calling exercise, I call it grateful movement. And when the Buffalo News did the story, I mean, I said, I'm going to stamps of gratitude with my feet all over Buffalo. And I believe every time I go out, even for a run, I want to complain. Like, I remember I'm so grateful every single step that I take. That I'm not in braces and I'm not in crutches and canes. So.
And that your heart's beating and you have God's breath in your lungs. How
right,
amazing.
Right.
All glory and God, an honor to God. But, Tim, you know, it did take perseverance for you and dedication, so congratulations on that. Your blog is fatmanrants.com, R-A-N-T-S. You need to write a book.
I'm working on it.
All right. You want to read it. I am so grateful that you joined us today. Oh, my gosh.
It's been fun. Yeah.
I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours today, but we are out of time. But, you know, keep doing what you're doing and, you know, glorifying God with your body.
Right.
We're taking care of our temporary earth suits here, and God gave us this body, so we need to take care of it. So you're amazing. You have inspired so many people today. Thank you so much for coming in here. I hope to have you on again. I want to check back with you in a few months, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
All right, it's been fun.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Church on the Beach tomorrow. Carrie Carnelli and Nick are worshiping. And, of course, Matt Gold is going to be speaking. It's going to be amazing. We will see you right back here next week. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.